From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The special UN Syria envoy says he needs more time before resuming the indirect Syrian peace process. Stefan de Mistura asking for a delay from March 7 to 9 to allow the cessation of hostilities in effect since Saturday to take hold. U.S. spokesman John Kirby says the truce, now in its fifth day, remains effective for the most part.
Over the last 24 hours, it would appear as if there hasn't been any more violations of the cessation of hostilities. Again, it's a very fluid environment. And we're just going to keep monitoring as closely as we can.
Syria's President Bashar al-Assad says the cessation of hostilities represents a glimmer of hope and he'll do his part to make it work. The opposition says Damascus has breached the ceasefire repeatedly. Dr. Joanne Liu, international president of the charity Doctors Without Borders, says there's been a significant decline in violence, but adds the challenge now is using the lull to get desperately needed humanitarian aid to besieged areas.
It's not enough to say there's a cessation of violence. Is the fact is how much of this would translate in allowing access and mobility of our teams within Syria.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, reaffirmed in a phone conversation the importance of close coordination to keep the truce intact. Former Ugandan Prime Minister Amama Mbabazi has challenged the February 18 re-election of longtime President Yoweri Museveni, saying the result should be nullified over widespread voting irregularities. His Go Forward party filed a petition in the country's Supreme Court. Mr. Museveni, in power since 1986, was declared the winner with 60% of the vote, with the opposition candidate Kizza Besigye taking 35% to Mr. Mbabazi's about 2%. This is VOA News. In U.S.